Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of the Eidus of the Shtar, based on the unbelievable Sefer Shirei Iyun HaTalmud of Agun Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal. We are in Shir Yutes, Anof Beis. In the previous shiur, we learned a very big yesod, and that is when you see a Chefetz of a Shtar, when the chetz of the shtar is made, that the shtar is a kosher shtar, that the edim in the shtar, that the shtar is are valid edim in the kosher, it's really them, and that it's a good shtar, that they're not puzzle. So the shtar is made on the shtar, on the kashus of the shtar. That was the yesod that emerged from the previous she'ur. Now we are continuing. We are on Anof Beis, and with this Yisod, we are going to pave a path for ourselves to answer other kashes. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat and Simin Mem Vav, Sif Katan Tes, brings from the Shalos Tshuvos Ma'arik and the Tshuvos Maimoni that if the Eidei Shtar come and they say that the Shtar is Mizuyaf, it's a forgery, and they never signed on this Shtar, they are not Neman Min HaTorah, because it doesn't require kiyum. So if you see a shtar, and then two guys come along and say, the people have signed on the shtar, hey, we didn't sign, it's a forgery, we don't believe them. Why? Because like the Gemara says about the psulei say, you know, etc., we say, kevin shikit shubeinu chozeru magid. Here also, when they say it's mizuyaf, we say, kevin shikit shubeinu chozeru magid. And if other edim come along and say that the shtar is mizuyaf, also we'll say it's trey, it's two against two. However, it doesn't make sense. If they're made that the shtar is mezuyah, what do you mean two against two? What do you mean kevin shikit shubeinu chozer magid? They're saying they never spoke in the first place. So where do we have edus on the where do we have edus on the shtar that it's not mezuyah? That you can say that when they say that it is mezuyah, they're going to be over on kevin shikit shubeinu chozer magid, or it's going to be trey with trey. They're saying it never existed in the first place, and you can't say it's because that a person is not choshed to be mezayif, because the tumim brought in the nesivus there. And Simon Manvov, Sit Cotton Hay, says, what do you mean that, what does it matter that lo chashid le ziyufe? And a chinami lo chashid, but a Jew's not chashid to be Mechal Shabbos and be Ovid of a Zara. But if we have two Eidim who say that it is Mechal Shabbos and Ovid of a Zara, we believe the two Eidim. So here also, we have two Eidim who say that it's Mezuyev, so even though he's not chashid to be Mezayev, here we have two Eidim who say it's Mezayev. It's not Kevin Chikin Shuban or Chodzor Magad, because they were saying they never signed in the first place. However, based on what we said in the previous shiur, so the sheet of the Ma'arik and the Tshuvos Maimoni is Gaita Aroisin Agroisitans, a beautiful dance. Why? Because that's the halach of shtar. That when the Beis Din see a nusach of a shtar and they see Chasima Se'edim, they have a chetz of a shtar that's made that the shtar was written Ke'ilchaso and it's not Mezuyah. For the Moshe Gavriel, the shtar is made on the shtar, and the shtar is made that it's not Mezuyah. And when two people, and when they say afterwards it's Mezuyah, it's Kevin Shigit, Shubeinu Chozer Magid. If two other people say it's Trey. Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen, there in the Shach, argues, and he holds that if the Eidim say we never signed the Shtar, or other people are made, they are Nem. That's because he holds that since the Eidim are made, that it's Mezuyah, Beis Din doesn't see before them the Chesimus Eidim at all. And the Nela, we don't have a chetz of a shtar that's made, that the shtar was written kilchasa, masha enkein, with anusim or psule edus. Here we have chasima se'edim. The Nela, we have a chetz of a shtar that's made, that the shtar was nicht of kilchasa. And because of that, the edei shtar, not neman, like the Gemara says, because of kevin shehigid, shuv ein ochozer magen. If other edim come along, then it's trey utrey. Now the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says that midoraisa we don't need kiyum shtaris, because Reish Lakish says that Edom that are chosim on a shtar nase kamish nechre dusim evezed in dami. Rashi says the lo chotzif inish leziyufe, that Edom that are signed on a shtar, it's like the shtar was examined in a bezdin. And Rashi says because they're not chutzbedik to be mizayif. But based on our explanation of the Ma'arik and the Tshuvos Maimoni, that the shtar is made on itself, that it's not mezuyif, why do we have to come on to this svar of lo chatzav inish leziyufev? And what pashut reason? It doesn't require kiyum doraisa shtar, because we have edus that the shtar is not mezuyif. What's made on the shtar that it's not mezuyif? The shtar. So why does Rashi have to come on to the reason of lo chatzav inish leziyufev to say that the edim that are chasam on the shtar, it's like the shtar was examined in the Beis Din and it's kosher? So we can answer this. You know, Jew always asks a question with a, why does a Jew always answer a question with a, with another question? I don't know why. So we're going to answer this question with another question. The Achronim ask, how are Motzi Mamon al Pishnei Eidim? We have to be mistopic. Maybe these two Eidim are Psulim. What are you going to say? Your Mamadem Adar Cheskas Kashrus. Ein Motzi and Mamon al Pichazaka. That even you're not Motzi Mamon al Pirov and Ruba Adif Michazaka. So Mamela, how are you Motzi Mamon al Pishnei Eidim? And maybe they're Psulim. And Ein Motzi Mamon al Pichazaka. So Bishlam is Stam Eidim, you could say there's no race, so there's nothing to suspect, and Mamela you're Motzi Mamon al Pim. But if you have two Kitei Eidim, two groups of witnesses that contradict each other, and we pass like Rav Huna, who holds him above a Basalam and Aleph and Beis, that afterwards they can come both independently and testify, so there we have a Reis on each group, maybe it's a Shakranis. Nevertheless, you're Mamid each group on their Cheskos Kashrus, even though they have a Reis. So how are you Motzi Mamon al Pichazaka? So we can answer this based on a Rambam. The Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, says that Lo Kol Ha'Osa Osu Mofes Ma'amin Lo Shu Navi. Not everybody who does a miracle, you believe him that he's a Navi. If you know a person's royal in Nevuah, because of his Chochmah, because of his Maisim, and then afterwards he comes and he does an Osu Mofes, and he says God sent him, then we listen to him. Maybe he's not a Navi. But nevertheless, if he does an Oysum Oyfes, and he's Roy to be Navi, since he's an Adam God of Royal and of Vua, Mamidim also Achiz Kasa Shedekach Mitztavenik or Stavenu Lachto Chesedin Al Bishnai Medim. That's what we were commanded, just like we were commanded to Paskin Halacha based on two Eidim Ksherim. Maybe they're made Sheker. No. Your Mamidim and their Cheskos Kashrus. Now, if we say the gedder of Adkan Devar Rambam, if we say the gedder of Cheskos Kashrus of the Eidim, is like a psak chazaka demeikar of Cheskos Kashrus, just like they were kosher before they're kosher now, like the Achronim understood in their kashin, they said, how are you Motzi Mamon al Pishnei Eidim? They're only kosher al Pia chazaka that we know earlier, they're kosher now, they're kosher, but you're not Motzi Mamon al Pia chazaka, so maybe now they're lying, maybe now they're really puzzled. So if you hold that it's a psak demeikar, so then what's the tzushtel between a Navi and Eidim? Eidim, we have a psak chazak de meikar that they're ksherim. And a Navi, we don't have any chazak de meikar that he's a Navi. He was never a Navi before. So the Rambam compares a Navi and an Eid. Very nice. But an Eid had a chazaka before that he was kosher, and a Navi didn't. So what are we comparing? A Navi didn't have a chazaka before that he was a Navi. He just started being a Navi today. Today's a good day for him. So what are we comparing? Eidim and the Chazak of Eidim and the Chazak of a Navi. Says Rabbi Abba Zatzal that we see from the Rambam that the Cheskos Kashrus of Eidim is not for the reason of a Psak of a Chazak of the Meikar. The Cheskos Kashrus is part of the Chetz of the Eidim. The Chetz of the Eidim is that Jewish people are B'Cheskos Kashrus. Just like part of the Chetz of Eidim is that they're Jewish, part of the Chetz of Eidim is that they're kosher. That's Eidim. Once you have a Chetz of Eidim, Chetz of Eidim means kosher. And once they're a Chetz of Eidim, you're Motzi Mamon, Koch Zeres HaKosev, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Yochum Dover. So it comes out that we're not Motzi Mamon Al Psak, Al Smach, the Psak of Cheskos Kashrus. No. Because of the Gzeres HaKosev, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Yochum Dover. The Cheskos Kashrus is that they're a Chetz of Eidim. So you have a Cheskos Kashrus that makes them into Eidim. And now that they're Eidim, we're Motzi Mamon, Al Pi, the Pasuk, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Yochum Dover. Gzeres HaKosev. And now we understand the Tzushtel that the Rambam made between an Eidim and a Navi. Just like with Eidim that have a Chetz of Eidim through this Cheskos Kashrus, we're commanded to paskin the Halach Al Piyam, even though maybe they were made Sheker, so to a Navi. Who's a Chetz of a Navi by bringing an Osin Amofes in his royal Nevuah, we were commanded Eilav Tishmon, even though maybe he's a Navi Sheker, who knows? But it doesn't matter. Once he has a Chetz of a Navi, which he gets by having by being a kosher, by having the milas of a Navi, and by doing an osu mofes. Once he is a chetz of a nabi, we believe him. Gzeres hakotz of elav tishmo. Lefizeh for enter the kasha d'achroinim. How are we motzi moman al picheskes kashus? According to what we say, we don't need the cheskes kashus. We're not motzi al pi the cheskes kashus. We're motzi al pi edim, just to establish them as edim. They start with the cheskes kashus. But we're motzi moman al pi the gzeres hakotz of al pi shnayim edim yakum dover. Based on this, we understand why Lashita Samarik and Chibis Maimoni, we need the Chazak of Lochatza Vinish Lizyufe in order to explain Reish Lakish that a star, that Edom Achasum al Shtar, Nasa Kamishin Echre Edusim Bevezdim Dami. That if you have a star, it's like the star was examined. Lu Yitzuyer, that you would have Chasima Sa'edim that wasn't Shaykh, that they should have a Chazak of Lo Chashid Inis, Chatzif Inis Lizyufe, then you wouldn't have a Chetzif Ishtar at all. You need Lo Chatzif Inis Lizyufe, a person that has the Chutzib to be Mzaif, forge, in order that I should have a chetz of a shtar. And then the shtar is made on himself that it's not mezuyof. So Rashi is like the substratum, if I'm using the right word, of the Ma'arik and the Tshuvas Maimoni. Ma'arik and Tshuvas Maimoni say the shtar is made on the shtar. It's a good shtar once you see a chetz of a shtar. Lo chotzif inish l'ziyufe gives it the chetz of a shtar. But if it was just Lo Chatzav Inish L'Ziyufei alone, then the Edom would be believed to say it's Mesuyif. Because Lo Chatzav Inish L'Ziyufei is not a Beir Gomer. It doesn't help against Edom, like the Tumim said. Because Edom are Nehmet to say a person Mechal Shabbos and Rebbe Zorah, if he's a Chazak and not like that. But you have the Lo Chatzav Inish L'Ziyufei, and then, because of that, you have a Chavs of a Shtar, and the Shtar is made in the Shtar, that the Edom are kosher in the Shtar, and everything is good and Geshmak. And afterwards, Rabbi Abba brings the Yisod from the Ritva to Mochich as Yisod from the Ritva, Gidin Gimel Amar Aleph, which we're not going to do, maybe another time. In the meantime, we should all be Zochel Lumodu Lamed Lishma Velasos, Ulakayim is called Divrei Salmo Torah, so be Abba, Amen, be Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.